This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says the United States will subject Chinese imports to an additional 5% in tariffs in response to what he called China's politically motivated decision to impose tariffs on $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. On Twitter, Trump said the United States would raise its tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese imports to 30% from the current 25% beginning October 1st. Trump also announced that $300 billion worth of Chinese goods would be taxed at 15%, up from 10%. The new tax rate would begin for some of those goods September 1st. However, other goods, such as consumer electronics, toys, and other popular items for the holidays, would not be taxed until December 15th. China's Commerce Ministry said earlier Friday that it will be imposing additional tariffs of 5 or 10% on nearly 5,100 U.S. products, including agricultural products, crude oil, small aircraft, and cars. The announcement sent stock prices plunging on Wall Street. Meanwhile, President Trump went after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's interest rate policies on Twitter Friday. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Jerome Powell says President Trump's trade wars have complicated the Fed's ability to set interest rate policies, but he's offering no hints about the possibility of more interest rate cuts. Powell believes there's increasing evidence of a global economic slowdown and suggests the president's trade wars have contributed to it. But he says although the U.S. economy faces risks, the outlook remains favorable. And Powell says the Fed will do whatever is necessary to sustain the expansion. Powell made the comments while speaking to a group of central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Mike Hempen, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump heads to France for the G7 summit, that is, with other world leaders beginning Saturday. As Joe Davies of Reuters reports, the environment and fires in the Amazon rainforest have taken center stage ahead of the meeting.
The four-day summit gets underway here in Biarritz on Saturday. The big theme is supposed to be about improving inequality across the world, but as security is tightened ahead of world leaders arriving, instead the theme appears to be securing the future of the planet. The Amazon rainforest is burning at a rate never seen before. Hundreds of thousands of hectares have already been destroyed. This prompted French President Emmanuel Macron to declare an international crisis, as he called on fellow G7 leaders to urgently discuss the matter. And Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar has said Dublin will vote against a trade deal between the European Union and the South American trade bloc Mercosur unless Brazil takes action to protect the rainforest. But it seems unlikely that the environment will be top of Donald Trump's agenda at the G7. The US president, who has dismantled scores of environmental rules and rejected mainstream climate science, will instead use the summit to call on fellow leaders to be more like the